IVM.
Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world: Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better.
This week, we travel to Krakow in Poland and discover the absurd story of how the statue of one of the heroes of the Soviet Union ended up in an American Wild West style theme park in Sweden. June 12, 2014, Krakow, Poland. At the 6th Art Bloom Festival in Poland, Bartosz Szyszlowski, an installation artist, unveiled his new piece, The Fountain of the Future. But this was not an intricately designed fountain adorned with music and complex plumbing with motifs of flowers and nature defining it. It was the statue of a man peeing, and that single stream of pee was the fountain. The statue was fluorescent green in color, closer to the color of the Marvel superhero, the Incredible Hulk. It was a statue of a man who was everything from a proponent of mass terror to being one of the heroes of the Soviet Union, Vladimir Lenin. The Fountain of the Future stood in the exact same place where once the statue of Lenin actually existed. It was located in the town of Nowa Huta. After World War II, Poland had a communist regime imposed on it by Stalin due to a deal struck with Churchill and Roosevelt. One of the first things the Soviet Union insisted upon was that it increase its steel production. The metal was an important measure of a nation's development in the pre-information age. Poland had little choice but to comply. On July 22, 1954, the Vladimir Lenin Steelworks was opened, and in less than 20 years, the factory became the largest steel mill in Poland. In the 1960s, the city expanded rapidly. The monumental architecture of the central square was surrounded by colossal apartment blocks. In the 1970s, steel production reached 7 million tons annually. It was one of the largest planned socialist settlements ever built and one of the most renowned examples of deliberate social engineering in the entire world. In 1973, a 6.5-meter statue was commissioned. It was a statue of Lenin, and it was made after local authorities found themselves questioned as to why they did not have one, considering the town owed its importance to the Lenin Steelworks. Hoisted on a 2.5-meter plinth, it depicted Lenin striding southwards with his mac flapping and his hand clutched firmly behind his back. It cost 12 million Polish zloty, or almost $3 million, which went beyond the 10 million zloty budget. The balance came from the donations by steel mill workers. Right at the outset, the statue did not sit well with the locals. Its awkward size gave it the nicknames of Godzilla and King Kong. People would leave substances around the plinth, which attracted the local cats to urinate at the base. Legend has it that these substances were often aphrodisiacs for cats, making them want to urinate and leave their pheromones, which further attracted other cats. Some locals trained their dogs to bark at Lenin whenever they passed by the statue. Underlying all this behavior was a strong Polish dislike of the Soviet Union's power over the country. And things came to a head on April 17, 1979. At midnight, two blasts shattered the peace of the early summer night. A resident of a nearby building was so shocked by the blasts that he had a heart attack and he perished. Soon it became apparent what the source of the blast was: two bombs placed at the feet of the statue of Lenin. The intent was to bring down the statue, and it was completely unsuccessful. One of the bombs could only blow off the ankle, and the other could not even remain at the feet. It had toppled down from the plinth and exploded nearby. But such an affront on the symbol of Polish communism was not taken lightly. Thus began a long-drawn investigation, which led to a questioning of over 4,000 people. The investigators were not making much headway and went overboard in their effort to find and nail a culprit. In a classic case of reality being stranger than fiction, they interrogated school students who were good at chemistry. Such was the pressure to find a culprit that the authorities thought that 7th and 8th grade school students could not only procure dangerous chemicals, but have the knowledge and wherewithal to build not one, but 2 6-kilogram bombs. They managed to arrest a chemistry teacher, but the startling lack of evidence meant that he had to be arrested on a trumped-up charge of stealing a typewriter. But such was the distaste for Lenin and the Soviet regime that the investigators made no headway. They were constantly stonewalled. And I assure you, the testimony of 7th and 8th grade chemistry students wasn't exactly going to blow the case wide open. Soon, the entire episode was forgotten. But the attacks on the statue were not. In subsequent years, they tried to bring it down by tying ropes to the statue and pull it down. People tried to start a fire near the statue, hoping that it would engulf the statue and they would have its charred remains. They got their wish on 10th December 1989. The statue was finally removed and it sat in storage for the next 3 years. In the southern Swedish town of Värnamo lies a cultural oddity. The High Chaparral theme park is based on the stories and folklore of the Wild West or the American frontier. Yes, a theme park in Sweden which is about courageous American cowboys and savage natives, virtuous lawmen and ruthless outlaws. It stages several stunt shows a day. It also has a steam train that runs through the park. There is both the classic Wild West section, an Indian themed area, a Mexican themed area, and a museum overflowing with cultural artifacts, old cars and machinery. One of those artifacts is the pull-down statue of Lenin. After having sat in storage for 3 years, it was subsequently purchased by Big Bengt, a Swedish millionaire who built the High Chaparral theme park. He wanted to use the statue for decoration. And what became of the Peeing Lenin statue of 2014? Two politicians from the Conservative Law and Justice Party covered it up in plastic wrap. Their rationale, that this piece of communist propaganda should not corrupt the minds of Polish people. Much like politicians around the world, they could not see humor in the neon green pissing Lenin, and instead invoked Penal Code 256, a code that states that glorifying communism is illegal and carries a prison sentence of up to 2 years. Far away in Sweden, the statue of Lenin could only cry in the prison of obscurity, as it went from being the symbol of communist Soviet Union to a decoration in a museum of American capitalism. As we traverse the history and story of countries, we must remember that over time, history can be unkind to the heroes of today. And in a long-term view, a heroic commemoration could simply turn into a kitschy decoration.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IBM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memory on Twitter and YB Travel 42 on Instagram.